Today, my brothers and sisters, you are with your brother Mel and Wavnita McWilliams of Jet to Art. She is a fine artist and a teacher of fine art, and she's right here in Palmdale. And she has some activities that she's going to tell us about and also about the work that she does. Now, I understand that you have some activities going on right here in Palmdale.
Yes, I do. But first, I'd like to give honor to God that I am here. And it's truly a blessing to be here and being able to speak about one of the subjects that's really dear to my heart.
That's right. Where would we be without him?
That's right. Nowhere.
Praise his wonderful name.
I would like to start off with the scripture first, and then I'll explain what I do and why I do it.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. So what I'm doing, I teach fine art to all ages. I like to teach it to all ages because I feel that the young need to know more about the older, or the seniors, and the seniors need to know more about the young. In our day and age, so many people are afraid of each other. The seniors are afraid that the young people are going to do something to them, and that's not always the case. We do still have a lot of young teenagers, adults, that are really good kids. I think, and I'm not saying it's wrong, it's just too much given to the children or the young adults that are doing wrong, and we need to give more to the ones that are doing good. The ones who are getting all A's, who's at school every day, who are helping their friends, who's stopping bullies from bullying someone. And so I like to show how we're all connected, how I will start with the Olmecs. And the Olmecs are an African tribe from Africa, South Africa, and they came to the Americas. The Americas meaning Mexico, South America. And a lot of people wouldn't believe that the Olmecs traveled that far. Why do I choose fine art? Because I like showing the detail of, say, I'm doing someone's portrait. I like to show the expression in their eyes. The eyes, like they say, is the window of the soul, but the eyes also tell about a person, kind of what they've been through and what they're going through at the time.
Now, does the Olmecs have something to do with your interest in the historical figures or the historical relationship of art?
Yes, it does. I feel that the Olmecs has a lot to do with how we handle art now. They started out showing the people of Mexico how to use the materials they have without any metal. They use stones to build the pyramids that they've built. They use certain stones, like precious stones, to make pottery. And it showed a lot of other people, like the Aztecs and the Mayans, how they can create, but with the least amount of tools that one need. Right now, we think we need everything, but we don't.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of computers and stuff, so I guess everything back then was, you know, it was authentic.
That's true.
The way they made colors and made different, I guess you used different things for painting. And
right.
Some of them use their fingers or some plants or I don't know.
That's true. Because with the colors that we use, there are three basic colors. And usually when I start my students off, I don't give them black or white. I only give them the three primary colors, and that's red, yellow, and blue. With those three colors, you should be able to make any color of the spectrum. And this is what the Olmecs did when they made pottery or when they made different kinds of blankets to keep themselves warm.
Now, do you teach these different facts and figures when you're teaching at the library?
Yes, I do. I have classes at the Palmdale Library biweekly, twice a month. Right now, we're working on lighthouses.
Lighthouses?
Lighthouses.
So you're drawing lighthouses or creating them?
I have my students. We only have 2 hours, so we kind of draw it or trace it. For those who cannot draw, and it's okay to trace, you'll be surprised how many masters traced before they drew.
Oh, really?
Yes. They did a lot of tracing to get what they wanted because they didn't know how to draw it, or they were new at this. And I like teaching people who are new at it. I do like teaching people that already know, but I also like to show people how art is connected to everything. If we didn't have art, we wouldn't have anything. Someone has to build the building. Someone has to build the cars or the planes, or someone has to design the clothing that we wear, or even draw out a sketch of the eyeglasses, or even the teeth you may have in your mouth. Someone has to do it. And why not be an artist and do that?
You know, when I think about art, you know, you think about culture, because most of the great paintings either come from one culture or another. Is there anything where all these cultures are combined, or can you combine the cultures to make something beautiful?
Yes. When you look at all of the artwork around the world, everything is connected. The Almecs, for instance. Even to this day, if you do a walking tour in downtown at Los Angeles and look at the buildings, you will be surprised of how many buildings kind of favor those pyramids, or some of the, I was going to say gargoyles, or the shapes and different styles you see like the Almec tribes, and that's all over the world.
It's funny to think that some of these styles originated so far back. I mean, you say it was before the Spanish... Prehistoric?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That was, millions of years ago, I suppose.
At least 3 million years ago.
3 million years. So these are people that migrated, I guess, from Africa?
Yes, they migrated from Africa in 1100 BCE. That's before Christ.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it was before man really started doing anything. So that lets you know, even though they don't have the ships, they didn't have the airplanes and all the things that we have now, they still traveled around the world. But you have to remember, Africa and China were all connected, just like we are. So people didn't have to get on a ship to get to the Americas. They could just walk across the land. It may have taken a couple of years to get there, but they did get across. So that's why so many races of people look alike. You can have Asian people. One of the famous astronauts, when she had her genealogy done, she always had a lot of Asian friends that told her she looked like their cousin or something. Well, when she got it done, she was part Asian.
Well, all this has to do with art. You can get a lot of things revealed to you from history, from the world, and just how things were developed through the art of different cultures.
Right. To me, our Father God was so wonderful. He's the master artist to me. If you just go outside your door, I don't care whether you live in the city or you go to the park and look at the colors. When you see the colors, you don't just see green. You don't just see a red apple. That red apple has other colors in it also. That green grass has more than one color of a green. And this is life. We have people who are more than just what we call black or brown or yellow, or I could say even orange. We're all so many colors of the spectrum. That's why we all need to get along much better than we are.
You know, that's wonderful. You know, the depth of your insight into life comes through art. Mm-hmm. And just by seeing different colors, different shades, you know, and different forms.
Mm-hmm.
Are these some of the things that you teach over at your teaching classes?
Yes. I also teach at the Palmdale Park and Rec, the Pop Center, which is in Palmdale. It's called Dry Town. I teach there on Saturdays. At the library, I teach on Fridays. So I try to teach my students that everything is made from a line and the geometric shapes. It's so funny how art and mathematics and life is all connected. And I love that connection. No matter where you go, no matter where you turn, there you are.
You know, that is wonderful, simply wonderful. Now, can people come to your classes, or what time do you have your classes, or who should be involved in that?
Well, yes, at the library, the classes are free. The library, Palmdale Library, supply everything, the paint, the canvas, paper, brushes, everything. We do have a room that we sit in. Sometimes we have up to 34 people in one class. Mm. I'm lucky to have several sister friends and male friends, brothers, that help me when I need someone to help me because they've been in several of my classes.
Okay.
At the Palmdale Pop Center, there is, you do have to sign up in the online. You go to www.palmdale or playpalmdale.com and just look under the site that has for what classes are there. Right now I have painting and drawing, but as of July I will only have painting classes, and the age for then is 16 and up.
16 and up?
Yes.
Okay.
I was doing 10 and up, but I needed to get a little more serious, not just for my students, but for myself also.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if they want to get in touch with you, to talk with you about fine art, about painting, and
yes,
about your training classes or your teaching, your classes at the library, how
yes
can they do that?
Well, I also teach paint and sip. Usually I let you sip after we paint, but my website is... Well, my email is 1girl4art, A-R-T, at gmail.com. You can contact me through that way, or you can call me on 213-810-0724. I'm not always able to get to the phone because if I'm in the middle of a class, I like to give my students my undivided attention. So just give me a minute. I'll get back to you.
Well, Juanita, I want to thank you for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to get in touch with Juanita McWilliams, give her a call at 213-810-0724. That's 213-810-0724. Or you can email her at onegirl14art. Is that
no,
right?
onegirl4art. At gmail.com.
onegirl4art@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you, Juanita.
Thank you.